Welcome to NOLA Babes.
I'm Dejon.
I'm Chelsea.
I'm Yan.
And I'm Wes.
And we are the NOLA Babes.
Yes, let's get it started. First of all, how are y'all feeling about that Summer Walker album? That thing has so much heat to it.
Off the top.
I don't know if I want to be mad with a guy or be in love with a guy. It's just so many emotions that she gives me through that album.
All right, so what's your favorite song?
Over It.
Okay. Have you listened?
Of course I listened. My favorite song is Body, number two.
All right, cool.
Okay.
She's Summer Walker.
Yeah. You can go see my concert October 24th, I think.
She coming to that NO?
Are you serious?
October when?
I think.
Like 24, 26.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah. Shout out to my bro in law. He got me and my sister tickets. So we in that thing.
You ain't even let us know.
But I'm in it too with my sister.
Wesley, look how they doing, girl.
I had to go. I was gonna go by myself if I had to.
That's how I was feeling. I had to go.
Wes.
Yes. One more shout out, and the shout out will be to them Saints. Oh, you heard me.
Girl, y'all need to quit it.
Here go the hater. You always gonna have a hater in your life. I'm telling you.
Y'all need to quit it.
I can't believe how you from the city of New Orleans and don't like the Saints.
I'm from the city of Canada. I might get a lot of riffraff about it. But I've never been a fan.
And with that being said, we're gonna let the haters hate. We about to start off with the icebreaker.
Well, so first of all, hold up, y'all. You rolling in the dough. I mean, I know you got your hooded feeling all good and everything. Me and Wes ain't even let you know what we like off of Summer Walker. Over
I know.
It.
Oh,
sorry.
Wesley, how you feeling about this?
I didn't get to listen to the whole thing, but when I did start, it started it from one. It was running. It was really good. I loved it. I think my favorite was hearing Bryson Tiller on the song. I need him to drop something. This album is good, not gonna lie.
It is, girl. I had first listened to it, I think I guess the same day it came out. I was in the shower, girl, letting it run, okay? Girl.
Water probably was freezing.
Freezing probably for real. But I like that anime song. I don't know, it had put me really in my feelings.
Really?
Yay. What you said that icebreaker looking like?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was very excited for the icebreaker. You guys, it's about to be holiday time, so we're going to talk about what is our favorite holiday and why. Do you want to break us off? All
right, let me break you off. But, all right. So, first holiday. Y'all know this one. Everybody comes around for this one. It's a really big one.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's special.
Okay.
And y'all know the holiday in January.
Wait, hold on.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
He's one, but the very best holiday in January. I know. Y'all thinking like, what other holiday it is?
Very first.
Girl, January 19th.
Girl, what day is that?
My birthday, baby.
That's
the best. That's my favorite holiday, y'all. I cuts. On a January 19th.
You really enjoy your birthday.
Girl, like, I love it like it's Christmas or something. Like, oh, that's how much.
Another year around the sun.
Thank you.
That is, I like that.
Oh,
I'm about
my.
To start using that.
Another year around the sun.
Girl,
yes.
You gotta say it like
cheers
that.
Cheers to more life, okay?
Yes.
Another year.
That's gonna be a caption.
What is it with a balloon
know.
On it?
I already know how.
Wow, she's still in my captions.
Thanks, sis. I'm gonna probably give you your credit.
I don't want the credit. I want the caption.
Period.
I'm not really a holiday person, but what? I think my favorite would possibly be Thanksgiving. It's all the food. You can run to people's houses, get some more food, and then you just be chilling because everybody watching football. So. Maybe that's my favorite.
All right, so out of your family, who cooked the best, like, gumbo or something?
My mom cooked.
She couldn't even let you
finish. Yeah, I know. All right, shout out to mom.
Girl, I'm about to taste that, sis.
She make the best seafood bell peppers with the crab meat.
Mine is Christmas, of course. Aww. I love a Christmas. I love the lights. I love the Christmas tree.
I know.
Hello, girl. Candy fake. Y'all pull up a real fake tree.
Real me, baby.
Oh, real. We like the smell.
It does smell real good.
So
y'all
we
think so?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love the family time. I love just, I don't know, I just feel like more people are just more cheerful around like Christmas and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So yeah, what about you, Shows?
I feel like my favorite holiday is probably Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now that's a classic right there.
Should have been all you girls' favorite holiday.
I know, New Orleans classic original.
Maybe. Because people
Why you like
in big?
All right, so what's so special about Mardi Gras?
I think it's the culture.
Definitely.
It's just like everybody be out, everybody be just having a good time. Just be so many parties, just
fashion show.
Sometimes it can get a little rowdy, but I just feel like, especially the Mardi Gras Day, that's my favorite, because that's just like the blackest parade. But yes, that's my favorite holiday.
Hold up. September is over, and we did our first NOLA Babes challenge, y'all. Oh
yes,
my gosh.
Yes, we did.
30 Yay. Days. Yay, claps.
Self-love.
The month of September. Self-love September.
Okay. So,
was it difficult? Did y'all complete every challenge?
You would be the one to ask.
Okay. I completed mine.
Oh.
Which one I missed?
The first day when you say workout.
Yes.
What I do? I posted.
Okay. Lying to the listeners.
Wow.
I posted. Okay.
Yeah. Be honest.
Be honest with your food. That's all this is what we're here for.
Okay. Take it one step at a time. Go
so,
ahead.
I was first to go with the NOLA Babe challenge, and my first challenge was to get up, get active, and go work out, or whenever your time permits. So, September 1st, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh.
I was a little lazy.
A little?
Wait, but I mean, because that's the first day of the challenge.
That's the first day. That's Girl, bad. Yes. That's bad business. And so, y'all, I sent in an old video of me with my workout attire on.
Wow.
At
Show
the gym.
Your true colors.
Girl, I cannot believe it.
And I'm sitting on the sofa, girl. I'm chilling. I'm big chilling. I said, girl, they ain't gonna know this. Y'all, I had a 6S prior to me getting that XS Max. And Wesley. And so I did a little boomerang or whatever, it was a video, and I really worked out whatever day that was.
Probably 2 months ago.
It was 2 months ago because I had got my ex, I don't know when, but sometime over the summer, and I sent the video in a group message, and I was thinking, they ain't gonna notice.
Somebody noticed.
Girl.
It took a little time.
It did take a little time.
I saw it on your Insta. I saw you post it, and then I saw it on your Insta. I'm like, hold the hell on.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, really I text, is. I said, I know she lying.
That's what Yanni did.
Yanni really was outside working out.
Y'all, I really was out there working out.
In the heat. And I congratulate
on
you.
The levee.
On the levee.
With the rocks.
Like the hottest day of
summer. I was about to say it was the hottest day.
But you know
day.
What? I thought about the babes. I said, I can't let them down. What? She let me down.
That's why you gotta look out for yourself.
Okay. Know it.
Girl, I apologize.
Girl, nobody but Yanni worked out.
What? So, Wes, and you didn't work out?
But you don't worry about others. You worry about yourself.
That made the challenge.
That wanted to be first so bad.
Oh, no. Did I?
Yes. Because it took long to send it in. We like, all right, let's go.
No, please not.
Yes. And you're like a big baby behind it and then you do the challenge.
I'm weak. All right. I take that out. I apologize, and I admit it. You know, admitting and accepting is good for the soul.
Yeah, okay.
It's the first step.
Yeah.
Of self love.
Okay, what was y'all's favorite challenge from the month?
Mine was forgiveness, of course.
You know what? That was mine too. Mm-hmm. Yanni did that one.
That was mine too.
Chelsea!
And one with drinking water. I like that one.
You chose that one too, huh? Mm-hmm.
That was mine.
Oh, I I think, well, I don't know. I guess we both chose it.
Well, mine is whatever y'all's was because I don't remember what the
she wasn't even looking at
Google and stuff.
Girl, so, oh, that's a lie. That last week, definitely. I took out my time with that.
You did. Nice presentation.
You and Wesley definitely gave a good impression.
Thank you. Yeah, I worked hard. My favorite was being creative. That one day that Chelsea's like, do anything, do something creative. That was my favorite day. I think I created like a little visual vision board on Google.
That's so good.
I enjoyed that. We also influenced some people. I was showing my roommate. She saw me doing the challenges, and she was like, "Oh, send them to me." Sending her the things.
That is nice.
Yay. Hopefully, the people was also doing the challenges as we were posting them on our story.
Yes. Please let us know, y'all. Like, how was it? Or did y'all complete it? And what was y'all fave? Let us know in the comments.
Yes.
Let us know.
All right. I guess this sums up our icebreaker for today. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the topic.
Okay, guys, we are back now, and we are going to talk about toxic people. It's time to take out the trash, ladies.
Check it out.
So, honestly, before we remove the toxic people, you have to deal with the situation, right? Mm,
definitely, sis.
Yes.
Right. So, I was thinking, in order for me to deal with a toxic person, I would first have to accept them for who they are. You know how you, like, you give people chances over and over and over, and you're like, nah, this person isn't changing. So now it's like, I understand you're toxic. So it's like an enlightening moment, accepting them for who they are. Then I would say, now it's time to distance myself. I know better, I do better. Mm-hmm. I know not to mess with you, so we through, kind of thing. Just so you could keep that peace, you know? So some people feel like it's hard to, like, break away from toxic people because they may have some, like, a strong relationship with that person. But you have to understand that when you know better, you do better. Put yourself first and find your peace, right?
Mm, I agree. Okay.
And then I was thinking, like, after you have all of those steps, you know, you're done with the person, don't hold a grudge. So, coming to Yanni's favorite word, forgiveness, don't hold a grudge to that toxic person, or don't hold that perception of them being toxic, because they're always likely to change, hopefully. Pray for them. We're going to hope that they change. But when you see them, don't be having no, like, bad energy for them. Don't hold no grudge. Just be like, I'm moving on. I'm like, hey, what's up? All right, cool. Bye. You know what I'm saying? How would you guys deal with it or remove them from your life?
Curse them out.
Ooh, that girl got anger.
She gotta get help.
Girl got anger.
No, oh my God, Wes, like, you are spot on for real. Wow, you really do have to accept them for who they are, because you really cannot change a person. And you can't dictate the situation and try and make it into what you want it to be, because it's going to play out how it's going to play out. A person is going to do what they want to do, and you are too. And sometimes they're hard to get rid of. Yes.
Definitely.
Because then you have to want to, get rid of them.
Definitely.
You gotta realize, for real, because that stuff is hard. Okay, well, so, toxic, I guess, it could be boy, girl, and just someone who's just feeding negative energy to you. It could be thoughts like, they always complaining, like, wherever you go, like, girl, I don't like this person, I don't like this dude, and this and that, and this, or talking about somebody. That's a toxic trait.
Being manipulative, somebody being manipulative, that's very toxic, because you're like, you want to help them, but then you start seeing like, they playing with me.
Mm-hmm. Controlling,
like you just saying, for me it's just negative all around. Every situation is negative. It's always looking at the bad instead of the good.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be for me.
Or never seeing they're wrong.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're always right and don't know how to even say sorry or even listen to you.
Right. That's immature as well.
Yeah, and toxic, I feel like, can really just be anybody. It can be family.
It can be. It may be the main one.
Yeah, it could be people, like, you know, at the workplace. Yeah. It can be anybody.
Yeah, I feel like everybody in life, in their lives, have to get, you know, have to get rid of toxic people at one point in their lives. And so I think it's very hard because most times it hurts. It's the person that you love or, you know, your family member or just anything like that. It definitely hurts. It's not easy. You know, it's not like, okay, you toxic. Because it takes a minute to see it. You get what I'm saying? It takes a minute to accept it.
Yeah.
So, and then when you accept it, it's then trying to be able to how to put that person in that category and get rid of them.
Yeah.
And also, like, a toxic trait that you can do is seeing the potential in a person. Like, we're
you can't fall in love with potential.
You cannot.
Women do that a lot.
A lot. And we can't do that to ourselves.
I think, like, getting rid of toxic people, first you have to learn how to disconnect from them, like, emotionally. So, like, you know, being physical is one thing, but you can't pick your brain and just remember all the good times between.
Yes.
You know, because I feel like a lot of times we forget about the bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes the bad pops up, but then it's like you be mad for a second, but it's like right back to, you know, I love this person or I care about this person or whatever. But I think that's the first step, really, is to just try to disconnect, because you didn't lose them. They lost you. They lost a good person.
Correct.
You know, but we also do have to look at ourselves in the mirror. And we have to woman up and pick our faults. Like, we got to tell each other when we wrong.
Exactly.
Well, ourselves when we wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Like, we have to realize what we could be toxic.
I was just about
we
to could, say that.
We probably thinking, and oh,
being
it's them,
around
it's them.
Toxic people makes you toxic.
Yeah.
Right. You're carrying that negative ass energy into other people's lives.
It sucks into you. Yeah. And really bring it into another relationship, friendship.
Yeah.
And the whole time you're not even healed from something, or you not even realizing that you the problem.
Yeah, you're the toxic waste, basically. Yeah. But, you know, and that's another thing. A lot of people, you know, in the world, including all of us, we look at others before we look at ourselves.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we might be like, yeah, he toxic or she toxic. And it's like, bro, look at you. Mm-hmm. Try to figure out.
Because we're not perfect.
You know, none of us are perfect, but we always tend to, like, put it on other people and be like, nah, that's them. That ain't me. And then you go into another situation and it's the same kind of issues. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I definitely agree with Cho saying you have to look in the mirror.
You do.
To figure out. I always say, be true to yourself. Be real to yourself. Because if you're not real to yourself, you can't lie to yourself.
Right.
If you lie to yourself, you have a situation. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be with nobody. You can't be around people because you're not honest with who you are or things like that. Right. So, toxic people. And like Wesley also said, I'm sorry to get back what Wesley was saying. Forgiveness on that part, my favorite word. Mm-hmm. But you have to be able to forgive. Once again, it ain't easy. Mm-mm. But it makes you more mature. It makes you bigger than that other person, you know.
And it sets you free.
It's a process.
It's a process. It could be long. I guess it just depends on the magnitude relationship y'all had.
Right. And the person.
Yeah, and the person.
Because I love forgiveness, y'all, but I can hold a grudge.
Yeah.
I can hold a grudge. But, you know, I always try to look at the bigger picture of, you know, if I did that, just how bad, you know, when I don't do good things, how God forgives me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like, who am I not to forgive that other person? Like, you know, that's how I look at it. So,
I don't think I hold a grudge. Well, tell me if this is holding a grudge. I just don't think about them. Like, I think they don't exist. Like,
definitely a grudge.
Is it? Because I
don't know.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, I would, if I don't mess with you no more, like, you don't exist ever in my life.
That's crazy.
I know
that you could do that.
I really
pray about that. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I was about to say, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I've done that before, so I don't. But is it like holding a grudge?
Yeah, I was about to say I don't hate the person or like.
It's just you have no feelings, like, it's just like a stranger, like, I don't know.
Truly.
But is it still hurt, though? Are you still hurt by it? Because it's like, if you was with that person or around that person, and then it's just like, dang, you just forgot about them. It's like, how?
I don't I could do it. I've done it.
I mean, sometimes I wish I could, but most times I can't.
Like I think about friends somebody. I have. I don't even know them anymore. I don't even know this man.
Sorry to this man.
And honestly, you guys, a lot of toxic people have been hurt. Yeah. So they just trying to, that's just what they, you know, it's like a snowball effect. Mm-hmm. They're trying to hurt somebody else because they've been hurt. Or, you know, they
putting up a wall.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody didn't support them. So they trying not to support somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know.
Bitter.
Definitely bitter. I don't know if it's always good to turn away from toxic people because you can also help them at the same time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you have to know, you know, that's when it comes between, you know, knowing and. You know what you can handle, or what
before it becomes draining on you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, you know, because sometimes people say you can entertain angels, and you think that person might be like that, but you know they might just be going through something, and then people change. You know, so it's just I don't know. You know, you just really have to be prayed up, and you know you have to go with your mind as well and your gut feeling. You know,
how have y'all ever handled like a toxic person? Like, how do y'all either getting rid of them or either like how you communicate with them?
The first thing I'm doing is blocking.
Okay.
I will block my dad. Like, don't work on my nerves. I will block you.
Okay, well, I think my first thing, I would put him on do not disturb, maybe.
Oh, no.
It depends.
I agree.
It depends. Maybe you did something. I really need to block you, but then I'm giving you a chance.
That's
like
warning shots, but they don't even hear the shots.
But it's crazy because then you're looking on your
message. Yes, I hate it.
Yes, you're still checking it, like
seeing if they disturbed you.
Yes, because you didn't want to be disturbed,
but you want to be disturbed. But I won't see if you're disturbed.
We are so complicated.
Girls are a little complicated, but yeah, that's the first thing that I'm doing is block. Well, okay, that's not the very first thing that I'm gonna do.
What you gonna do?
What you mean? And I don't really know. I think I just get upset and I just be like, I go off. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I feel like when it's that time, when we're in the process of really removing a toxic person, the first thing that I would do is block them.
Mm-hmm.
Block them on both social media. Mm-hmm. Everyone, every single last one.
Mm-hmm.
And blocking that cell phone number.
Mm-hmm. That's real serious.
Yeah.
Because that's what you got to do sometimes. If you can't handle it.
You need your peace of mind. Mm-hmm. If that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do to make sure you happy and sleep at night.
So they won't get back and able to get back in contact with you.
Right.
Definitely. I think I do the same thing with the blocking, but it's more like a cutoff. Like, I guess it's just like how you said, D, like, you just don't exist to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but it's not that hard. Like, if I see you, I'll still kind of like acknowledge you kind of thing, but I'm much more of a like a cut off, delete your number, like delete the thread.
Delete.
Yeah, I'll delete the thread too, Wes.
Sorry to this man.
Yes, I agree.
Oh yeah, that thread is deleted.
Oh yeah.
Instantly.
That's before everything.
That's the first thing.
But yeah, I think, okay, that's the first one. Thread deleted, do not disturb.
And also, I'm going to take your name off. Your number will be, your name will be gone.
If
it's just going to be the number.
It's just the number.
Y'all go.
Just the number.
If you save.
Yeah. Yeah, girl got that hat phone. If you save.
Yeah. Girl. Line be ringing. Highline bling. Highline ring.
I'm Big Joseph. Chill out.
I feel like I just let go of a toxic relationship. I feel like I'm always letting go of toxic people.
Because you're growing. You're young.
Yes.
Okay. How was that? You feel like sharing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. How did you handle that?
I'm still in the process. Because, you know, it's very hard. That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. That's why I gave that advice of learning how to remove them emotionally, because that's kind of like the process that I'm going through right now. It's very, very hard for me to disconnect from somebody that I've built a connection with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just I definitely did the whole blocking part. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's the first thing, but I don't know what it's gonna take for me to like really get over that hump, like the hump of okay, like I'm
accepting it.
Yeah, I accept it. Like, okay. I already know the person. It's just, it's not gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still like an emotional attachment. Like, in a weird way, it's kind of like, it's unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it. It needs to be conditional.
Yeah, I get it.
I hate it. So it's like, I'm trying to figure out.
Are you scared? Like, get that unconditional love again?
Because I don't feel like what was being projected to me was actual, like, genuine love. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I feel like I'm going to find that eventually. Because mm-hmm. I don't feel like what that was genuine. Mm. And if that's what it was, I don't want it.
Nah, that's not what it was.
If that's what it was, Chelsea will be by herself. In her bag. Okay. By herself.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
But you know, that's not genuine love. You don't know.
Yeah,
that's
you don't find
genuine love.
I think it's a process. So don't be so hard on yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. I've been through that before. And, you know, it's definitely a process. It's, you know, it's about praying. It's about, you have to get in touch, man. Because you're trying to find yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you can't, you got to build some kind of relationship, you know, with God or, you know, whoever that you want to build with. You gotta do that, because that, I can say that's what helped me out a lot. Because ain't nothing nobody could tell you that's gonna make you feel better. For you to boss the hell up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, while you by yourself.
It's
so,
about to be lit.
Yeah, so when you do find that person, y'all could be bossing
big
the hell
body
up.
Big body Ben season.
Yeah, definitely. So that's how you, and it's all, like I keep saying, it's all in the mind. When you feel them thoughts coming, rebuke them. And, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, back to what you were saying, though, to get back, it's very important what you said. When your mind start thinking about the good times and not go back on the bad times.
Yes.
So that's just what you were saying.
Yeah.
You know. Like, of you
course,
know what to
I've
do.
I've been trying to work on it. I've been dealing with it for some time now. And I haven't really actually, like, you know, got to the point where it's like, okay, I learned my lesson.
Yeah. So and we love to learn a lesson 1,000 times.
Hmm. It's not no L, though. It's just a lesson learned. That's all it is. Charging it to the game.
And that's how we all... That's everything. That's everything with life. Everything.
Yep. Yeah, it's not easy dealing with toxic... Even friends, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm so loyal, boy. Ain't nothing... Who is hard cutting off toxic people? Especially when you love that person.
Yeah,
and you
gave
your all.
Person.
And, you know, you was loyal. Yeah, you did everything you could. So when somebody is talking about cutting them off, it's like, wait, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like hold on. Can we get a rewind? Because it is hard. It ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah. Think about, like, okay, say we have this toxic person. So do we help them or do, you know, like, what if they change? Do we let them back in? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we could stay in toxic situation, but what if it evolves?
Maybe they, like, you needed that time apart.
Yeah, like, would you guys take them back? Would you help them to stop being toxic?
I wouldn't help them, because I feel like you didn't drain me.
That's draining.
You drained me already when I was trying to help you, probably right. To evolve into this person. And then that's another thing, we put expectation on things, right. And then we try to build a person, and you can't build anybody, especially a man.
At all.
Especially a man. So everybody always, they need their own time to mature and evolve into and find the person that they are trying to be and who they are. So I wouldn't help, but the part on allowing them to come back into your life, that's difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
On, I guess maybe it depends on a relationship, like friendship or a dude or something like that. It just depends on the situation and where you probably are in your life. Because I could forgive you and I don't need you back in my life. But if you have something, I might go and support, or, you know, or you're just a friend or you're an acquaintance. But we can't be deep back on that level.
Like I said, I have been burned by people, and then I became, you know, over time, mm-hmm. over years,
yeah.
that I had to, you know, we decided to grow apart, and, you know, we wind up being friends again. We might not be as close,
mm-hmm.
like you were saying, as we were, you know, sleeping by each other's house, going to everything together. It wasn't like that. It was just still different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, girl, you know, it's still a little weird. So, we wasn't as close, but we still are cool,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, relationship. Also, you know, I've been through that with somebody. So, but I feel like it depends on the person, you mm-hmm. know, because I do believe that people do change. And like for my situation, we both had time to grow for a year. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, it's not like soon as they come back into your life, it's like, oh, immediate, let's get back.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you have to do some work. You know, I want to see what you've been doing while we wasn't together. And you have to be able to accept me for who I am now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a different person. I'm not that person that you used to be.
And that's so another thing.
That's another, exactly. So it's, like I said, it's all about putting yourself first, and it's what you want to deal with. At the end of the day, if you want to deal with that person, you deal with them. But I feel like if you still feel like they're not growing, it's all about growth. So if you still feel like you're saying that that same person from back then coming out now, then that's when you leave them alone. You're wasting your time. It's the same. It's the same person.
It's
so
the same person.
You know,
they learn their lesson.
They didn't learn it. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on where you stand at with it.
I feel the same exact way. It's just like once we've kind of, everything's going to be different. Like I understood your negative and, well, your negative energy and how it affected me at that time. So, yeah, you probably gotten better and done all of this, but it's just, it probably won't ever be like the exact same, like how strong the connection possibly was. Depending on like, I don't even want to say like just friends and relationships, maybe even family sometimes. You just know like who to trust yourself with.
Y'all think about like going to a psychiatrist or a therapist or anything like that?
I actually go.
Awesome. I want to go.
Yes,
it's pretty cool.
I think nothing's wrong with it. I think the Black community have a stigma on like, oh, why would you need a go seeker?
You crazy.
That's the number one lie.
That's what my daddy said.
Crazy.
You don't need to go to no therapy. God is your therapy.
Exactly. Seek God first. Like, oh, yes, I do seek God first.
Calm down.
Yes.
I'm seeing him and seeing somebody who went to school.
Okay. Because God placed them there.
Yes. That was their calling.
Okay.
Right.
Like, they're doctors.
But that's why. That's what I would love to do. That's plan B. But, you know, if I, you know, if I have to, I would love to do that. But it's pretty cool. It's definitely like, I've been in there maybe a month ago. Y'all ever been?
No, I want to go. Like, I researched this lady and I seen her. I was like, okay, I'm going to go see her.
I've never been
either.
Yeah, it's really good. It really is good.
It's helpful.
Yes, it's definitely helpful. I feel like it depends on what treatment plan you get on. I feel like all of them help, but you know, I react, and that's not always good, you know. So I'm learning how to think before I react, because you know sometimes you react and you look dumb. You really look dumb, and you, like we saying, waste of energy on just reacting, and you, when you could have thought about it and you could have approached it differently. So I'm really working on. I'm not there perfectly, but that is very helpful, and it's also peaceful. You know what I'm saying?
So, yes, guys. Definitely take self-care. September. And apply that to your life even for the rest of the month. We're going to put out a calendar and have that whole 30-day challenge that we did. So, you can do it any other time of the month. Whenever you feel like you need some self-care, uplifting and self-esteem. So we're gonna put that out, and we want y'all to definitely comment and let us know how to remove a toxic person out of your life too. So let us know in the comments, and also follow us at Nola Babes, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So follow us, and we would love to hear y'all, what y'all gotta say. And thanks for listening, guys. We love y'all.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.